Presently, the place is calm. Normalcy has been restored. Law and order has been restored. And we have police and military deployment there to enforce law and order. We also ensure that we don't cause upsurgence or resurgence of the disturbances that were recorded yesterday. So for now, I can say that everything is cool.
So if you say everything is cool, have you made any arrest?
Yes, we have made some arrests. We have arrested four persons. Yesterday by 7 p.m., we had arrested one person. But by the end of the night yesterday, we had added two more. At dawn today, one person has been added. And in that case, he was wielding a weapon. And so we have arrested him together with a weapon and some rounds of ammunition.
Cephas, when you heard that some of these guys were handling AK-47 and other arms that are supposed to be for the police, were you surprised?
I wouldn't mention any particular weapon. We know that they were wielding weapons, mainly locally manufactured weapons. I don't have any evidence to say AK-47. But even if they were wielding cutlass, it's quite serious. It calls for concern. So for somebody to be wielding a rifle, locally manufactured gun, and when that person is not supposed, is not allowed to wield it at the time he was wielding, then it calls for concern. So we are very much concerned about it.
The constituency MP has called for the place to be declared as a security zone. Do you agree? And in that case, what is it that the security agencies are going to do?
No, the police and the security agencies, together with the DISEC and RECSEC, can sit down and dialogue and decide it. If after everything the authority that can declare the place as such say so, why not? But we can't just have anybody say that the place should be declared security zone.
This is not the first time we are experiencing insurgency at Agbogbloshie. Is it too difficult for the police to nib the activities of these criminals in the bud?
It is difficult. It is not a one-agency issue. It is a social matter, and it must be approached from various directions. Other stakeholders also coming on board. Otherwise, the police and the security agencies will only go in to quell it when there are disturbances. We go and quell disturbances. But the root of the matter will be there. So why not all the stakeholders, like the police, like the political party, like government, religious leaders, the traditional authorities, because people who live there belong to ethnic groups, like everybody, the media, who have a stake in this matter. Why not they come together and handle the matter holistically from the root cause of it?
Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, talking to George Ankara.
Meanwhile, the Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms, Jones Apple, says the Agbogbloshie disturbances can be linked to political and economic factors. He urged the security apparatus to consider declaring Agbogbloshie a security zone, as advocated by the MP for the area.
It's both economic and it's both political, because the people there are really eking out a living. At the same time, they are also citizens of Ghana, so they have the affiliation to an American party. And so I see it as both political and economic. So, I mean, the issue should be looked at such. You can't deal with the economic issues alone and leave the political issue. One is affecting the other.
You have told Ghanaians that you were mopping up arms from the system last year.
Yeah.
Today we are hearing that sophisticated weapons such as AK-47 and the others are in the hands of civilians. How do you feel about that?
We are yet to have any information from the police. I mean, whatever we are all hearing is from what the media is putting out. What it means is that with AK-47s and sophisticated weapons are not weapons that are sold on the open market to civilians. These are weapons that are sold to states. And so if you find civilians using those weapons, it means that they may have obtained it from some state armory. It could be in Ghana, it could be outside Ghana. I mean, I don't want to go into the factors that force proliferation in Ghana, like our porous borders, etc. But if you see any civilian holding those weapons that you are mentioning, then these are weapons that have been leaked from a state armory. What has been the solution, or what is the solution to this? The ECOWAS heads of state, noting what happened in Sierra Leone, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, etc., came up with a framework. And the framework says that let all states within the West African sub-region mark their weapons according to some agreed code, so that when these weapons leak, we can easily trace them to the source where they leaked from. That marking or that prevention, that will, as it were, bring or minimize this issue of gun running within West Africa. It's something that I'm not too sure most African states or African countries are taking serious.
The MP there is declaring the place a military zone. Do you buy into that idea? And what do you think security must do in the area?
I believe declaring an area a security zone or whatever falls within the remit of the National Security, Ministry of Interior, and Ministry of Defense, and even the President. So the MP alone declaring the place of the security zone, I believe, at best, will be a recommendation. I believe the intelligence and the security agencies are working there to see how they can bring a lasting solution to that problem. So I believe they are considering all the cordoning the whole area and moving into search is normally the last step that will be used. Because in this case, declaring an amnesty will not help.
Jones Aple is Executive Secretary of the National Commission on Small Arms.
And still on Agbogbloshi, an international relations and security expert, Erubad Ibrahim, has cautioned the media to be mindful of their reportage on the Agbogbloshi disturbances. He said the problem in Agbogbloshi is as a result of economic activity and has nothing to do with ethnicity. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Drive, Mr. Ibrahim called on the authorities to, as a matter of urgency, ensure calm at Agbogbloshi.
The problem in Agbogbloshi, in Accra, not in the northern region, is rooted more in economics rather than ethnicity. So therefore, let's be careful not to evoke some of the painful experiences people had in those conflicts in the north, and that could have a dire consequence. Agbogbloshi has been divided into fiefdoms. There are tests. People who are dealing in scraps are there. People are dealing in whatever are there. And so the onus lies upon the state. So as a matter of urgency, set the ground rules. As people seek economic well-being in Accra, it has absolutely nothing to do with the chieftaincy and land disputes in the north. And let's be very careful. Screening headlines that evoke some of the damning things that happened in 94 and other time moments when there were skirmishes. They don't augur well for getting a lasting solution to the slight security challenge we have in Agbogbloshi.
Mr. Ibrahim said the security challenges of the country should not be attributed to political manipulation.
Moving forward, we should approach our security challenges nationalistically. We should do so patriotically and look at long-lasting solutions to some of those challenges we have. But hopping on political infiltration or political nuances, whoever travels from the north to the south is seeking greener pastures. It's more economic than ethnic, and therefore we should see these isolated as acts of criminality that needs to be tackled. It's a marketplace. A marketplace that serves as an abode to people that cannot afford accommodation in downtown Accra. So therefore, how do you control the stream of people that are coming?
Yeah.
What are their skill sets? What can government do? How can national security get plainclothes people to be in the midst of these people, to be given tip-offs so we can forestall the infiltration of armament into the area so we avoid this annual ritual of bloodshed that takes place in Agbogbloshi? But if we blame it wholesale on Akonkomba, Nanomba, Akonkomba, Dokomba every year, they will not get a correct antidote to the problem.